We're all rescues. Welcome to another edition of the Kingdom Driven Family Moment. My name is Andrea Schwartz. A couple of months back, after having gone 6 years without having dogs as pets, my family and I decided that maybe it was time to get a dog. And of course, the choice was what kind of dog. I've had a variety of breeds in the past, and we've raised all our dogs, with the exception of one, from a puppy. But because of where we were in life, everybody going here and there, we decided that instead of going with a puppy, we would want an older dog, which then put us in the category of going to a rescue situation. And we started looking around online nowadays. They have so many things you can choose from. And we ended up with a little Australian Terrier Yorkie mix, who we gave the name Ripley. Now, what we knew about Ripley was that she had been found in an area not close to where we live, had been adopted at one point, but had been returned, and the person who was caring for her in the foster situation didn't exactly know why. When we went to the place where the dogs were being shown, I had an immediate attraction and affinity for Ripley because she looked so much like the first dog we ever had as a family, an Australian Terrier named Simon. And so we took Ripley home. And at first, Ripley was scared of everything. She was scared of her dog bowl. She was scared of the fan. She was scared of the sounds of the refrigerator. Her tail was constantly down, and she looked as though she was extremely unhappy. I did make a call to the woman who had fostered her to discover that Ripley had spent a lot of times in her home with a lot of other dogs, so no doubt Ripley was missing her canine friends. But we all got to know each other a little better. On the plus side, Ripley was easy to carry. She never made a mistake in the house, always waited to go outside to relieve herself. But over time, Ripley's personality emerged. Now, Ripley almost always has her tail up. When we go out for walks, I don't care if it's a Great Dane, a 300-pound man, or someone mowing the lawn with all sorts of gardening equipment, Ripley lets them know that she means business. Now, Ripley's not even 10 pounds, but she's fierce. As a matter of fact, there are times where I hope she doesn't confront an animal that could easily have her for lunch. So Ripley's brave. My husband has nicknamed her Reba Cheep, much like the character in C.S. Lewis's Narnia series. However, if Ripley hears the slightest ding when a text message comes in, Ripley goes and hides undercover. You would think that we were being bombed. She gets into the darkest corner she possibly can and starts trembling. Now, I'm not talking about a loud boom. I'm talking about a ding. Okay, so why am I telling you the story of Ripley? Well, Ripley came to us without any documented history, so we really didn't know too much about her except for those few small circumstances. And in a lot of ways, people come to us that way as well. Sure, when we have our own children, we think we know them in the sense that we've known them since birth, but there are certain things that one child will do that another child won't do. Something that terrifies one amuses another. So when it comes right down to it, rather than trying to change who people are, it's a much better orientation to accept people for how they come your way. And rather than saying, I've got to change them, children or friends or relatives acquired through marriage, that I'm going to change them so they meet my standard, the better orientation is to say, let me find out as much as I can about this person so that when I'm in a position to help them, assist them, instruct them, whatever it is, I take their personality into account. Back to our little dog. Ripley may be among the best dogs we ever had. This stage in our life, she's perfect. We hear her when somebody comes to the door, and so we're always alerted that there's someone around. She is a companion to my husband, my daughter, and myself, each in a different way, and we all thoroughly enjoy her. But then we have to deal with these times where, for no apparent reason, she's scared out of her wits. So I suppose we could spend a lot of time trying to discipline this behavior out of Ripley. Instead, we show Ripley a lot of love, a lot of care, and a lot of concern. Now, the beauty of this is when we apply this to people, we have a way to converse with them, ask them questions, hear their answers, something you can't do with a pet. And in the process, rather than deciding we're going to fix people, our orientation should be that we're going to relate to them, we're going to understand them, and then we're going to share with them the one thing that doesn't change, and that's God's law word applied to their life. So instead of being people's solutions, instead of being the person who has all the answers, being that person who's willing to hang out with this person, to get to know this person, and actually take this person with all the baggage that they bring with them and all the quirks that they might have, realizing that you have both of those things yourself. In the end, we're all rescues. If it wasn't for the graciousness of our Lord and Savior, where would any of us be? This is Andrea Swartz. Join me again next time for another edition of the Kingdom Driven Family Moment.